and the historical area is the only remaining refuge to a modernization that keep its border defined but not the content within. And any protest against the suicide announced by society has no way to sabotage its very established mechanism. And the more technology advances, the more rights are needed to prevent the predominance of those that make use of it. And as society is not willing to listen to any genuine manifestation, the inspired individual turns into a provoking arrogant. And we hurry to move on from our childhood into an intermediate hood of no play nor actual responsibilities. And in a new wave of conventionalism that has replaced the natural one, we have grown used to accept the ugly raping of our mother nature. And there is no longer a space to be temporarily adopted out of all the one we have permanently claimed. And as all our traditions have been mixed up and lost, there's no longer a common base for communication. And modern design produces a false image, as it is no longer connected with the actual reality of the context in which it is realized. And the remedies we use to get rid of the social subversion are even more aggressive than the former. And for the sake of a complete control, we irremediably delimit the infiniteness of nature. And the only alternative to the technological work is a communal work that is no longer possible because of the same technology. And it is the arrogance of technology to discourage our spiritual willing and encourage our earthly ambitions. How our view of reality is restricted by the media opinionism that stops any further personal investigation. And the only way we can get content with our essentiality is to take an active part into cultivating it. And the technical fulfillment of our nomadic instincts generate the most parasitic sedentarism. And the most unexplored territories are the local ones that we exchange for the one predefined by the technical roots. It should be nature and not an artificial planning to determine what is to be done and thus guarantee our balance. And any automated mapping not only limit our imagination but prevent us to conduct any personal mapping. And it is in a personally developed discipline that our only satisfaction is to be found. And the many those that sit in their technical comfort laugh at the struggle of those few that have long doubted. Of all the various displays imposed by commerce to the public, the resulting content is always a maneuvered selection. And it is in the heart of the artificial that a need for nature is mostly felt. In the overly controlled public scenario, a subversive disturbance is our only hope. Commerce itself is the representative culture and not what we seldomly promote to be as such. And we stay lost in our meaningless, waiting for society to provide us with a mission. And natural changes have no longer a benefit for a society wanting staticity for the sake of predictability. And the natural commerce has also to adopt artificial remedies to survive the predominance of the artificial one. And the artificial pace transporting us leave us no chances to appreciate the fruits of the natural pace. And even nature, irremediably affected by the artificial, falls into a mediocrity of no character. It is in a state of providential survival that our affections for the surrounding gets grounded, and we no longer worry to pick the fruits provided by nature before it's too late. And one might find more nourishment in what spontaneously grows outside the fence of artificial cultivations. And it's no longer a single merchant screaming, but a whole monumentality of commerce dictating. And the greediness of the establishment swallow with their commerce the remaining potential. And one doesn't have to frustrate himself waiting for society to provide him with duty, but has to create his duty, and he will be satisfied. And where the modern man finds his tricks to avoid the natural death find his way around it. And it is not in a heavy technology to substitute our nature, but in a light one that we will keep finding our means of existence. And by implying heavy means, we will have to imply equally heavy ones to take care of its results. And while we are hard to get rid of the natural resources that we have so hardly conquest, we dissipate the artificial ones that we have so easily earned. And while in nature our identity is something to be proud of, in the artificial we hide it, ashamed. And free from any referential boundaries of concreteness, our psyche abstract into a degeneration without a return. And we rather leave the exploitation of our resources to a consumptive automation, other than continuously but lightly refresh it ourselves. And in the quantitative selection adopted by technology, there won't be any qualitative selection typical of nature. And as humans have delegated all their grounds to technology, their operation is projected above into an immaterial space of no direction. And the actual poesy is what a formal process can only achieve through time, and no accelerated simulation can ever maintain. And the resources we obtain via the social engagement are all burnt to maintain the social status. And the sweet rottening where all germs accumulate will run off, and just a few that has resisted it will survive. And the inventiveness is only of whom rely to his limited local selection and has an active part into processing it. And our hysteria is caused by an irrational attempt to overcome the technical predominance. And our simulated nature do not lead us to any logical improvement, but to diminishing entertainment. And in our individualism, we force a social solution that is already naturally provided by the communal living. And it is no longer possible for the technified man to live a gentle existence that wouldn't scare away the natural spontaneity. And we irremediably wander the natural terrain with scars of no meaning but a thirst for greediness. And the potential we envision through technology hinder us to do anything of a small and human scale. And the selfishness we apply in our natural surviving implies also a solidarity that the artificial surviving has not. And our enrollment into political issues results from a fear to be governed by other politicians. And the substance necessary to keep the artificial alive is all poisoning to nature.